New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Cauldron. Guys, it's close to Halloween, so welcome back to Awkward Stage, the podcast.
Welcome to spooky, spooky Awkward Stage.
Ooh, so scary.
I'm Nicole.
I'm Alina, and today we are so excited to welcome.
And scared.
And because of Halloween.
We're so scared. We're so terrified to have this guest on.
Guys, get ready.
She's way cooler than us.
Scary episode.
Dancer, actress, influencer, Eliana Wong.
Hi guys.
Hi.
What's up? This is my first
I tried to make
podcast.
Her name scary.
So excited to be here.
Oh,
we're all
scared.
Your first podcast?
Yes. Oh. It's a big moment for me. I'm like really? Literally like this is a moment in time. Like this date is going down in history for me.
Is it everything you thought it would be?
I hope so.
Okay.
You know what?
No
I
pressure.
I decide at the end of the podcast. Okay. Like, what's this? How it
what's
seems?
This?
We're going to see.
What a podcast is. I feel so honored
I
that
really
we are your
too.
First podcast.
Well, I'm so honored.
Wait, but you've done like loads of interviews and stuff.
I have, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Like interviews, yeah.
Yeah. But we're going to ask you about your deepest, darkest personal
Sounds
life.
Sounds good to me. I'm so ready for this.
You
love
didn't
to share my deepest, darkest secrets.
Perfect. You're at the right
world.
Place.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yep. We also offer therapy on
we
this podcast.
Therapy.
We have yeah. no qualifications.
Incredible.
But
I've yes. been needing therapy,
yeah.
so I will take
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just let us know. We're
oh,
good at it.
Why perfect. Do you say you've been needing therapy? Is there a specific reason?
I've been through a lot in my life. Let's just say that from yeah. literally like since I was like 5. Just gone through a lot, but you know what? That's okay. We're thriving and surviving and we're getting better, but you know,
yep.
stuff still happens, you know?
Yep.
You know, it's life, though. Like, you can't expect life
it's
to be
life.
Perfect. Life, at times,
it's
is going to be like shit. Like, you can't just, like, avoid it.
That
it
is very wise and very smart, and I did not think like that when I was your age.
Okay, so you're the youngest person we've had on this podcast,
ooh,
which
yeah.
is going to be really fun because most of the Awkward Stage stories are from like the early 2000s or late 90s, or like all these old ass freaking guests are always
yeah.
telling these old ass stories.
Yeah, not us.
So
like,
this
we are
is
really
gonna
young,
be a fun perspective.
Yeah,
cool.
And it's like right away I'm like, if my teenage self, I do a lot of my teenage self as a character
oh.
on TikTok and
yeah.
Instagram. And I grew up I was a teenager in the 90s.
Oh,
so
cool.
If she was sitting here right now, she'd be like, that's what I was going for. Like the
oh.
like the look and like looking like pretty and
stop.
Looking like you have it figured out,
that
you
is
know?
Like so nice. Thank
and,
you so much. Oh
and she
God.
And she did not because in the
oh.
90s we didn't have social media.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I always say like I can't imagine it must be so crazy to grow up to be a teenager and fully grow up with social media and like
oh.
online bullying and like all that 100%. Stuff that comes
also
with it.
YouTube tutorials.
Yes.
You can
like yes, and have
right.
those.
I will say that you are living what was my teenage dream because
oh.
I desperately wanted to be a famous dancer.
oh, that's right. Do you dance?
I was oh. a dancer, but the difference between me and you is that you're good at it and I was not.
I'm sure you were good at it.
Don't be so sure.
oh,
I didn't see a video out
now,
of this.
See, this is
now
where
I'm
I wish this
I'll
was
show you a video and then you'll be like, she was right. She
I
want to
see a dance off. That's what I want to
oh,
see.
I would love.
Can we just
too.
Do like after
that's
we're
my
rapping?
Worst nightmare.
Can we just do a quick dance off,
oh, please?
Okay, yeah.
When
but
I was little, my mom would always make me go whenever you know those street performers in like
yes.
New York,
uh-huh.
like on the street. She would make me go and like dance battle them, and I hated. Oh. it. I was like, please get me out of here
oh
right now. Oh my gosh, that's like literally like traumatizing for me just thinking about it because I was so like shy, like
yeah.
and timid. Like I'm really not that shy and timid now, but I didn't want to go up to like some random ass
yeah,
dude
as a
and be
kid.
Like, hey, dance battle me,
yeah.
let's go. I was like, please, I don't want to do this.
You're like, you have seen nothing yet. I mean, your mom is a true stage mom. If she pushes
oh,
you into the street
oh,
in New York
my
to
mom
do a
was
dance
a
battle.
Cheer mom and a dance mom
yeah.
and a school teacher. All
and
three.
She chokes other moms, as we have
she,
learned.
She does. In her free time. Just a little choke here, a little choke there.
She's
you know,
not here
casual.
To defend herself, and we will say she did choke that mom on dance mom.
Yeah.
Oh, listen.
We were there. No.
You were there. You guys were the security guards.
Yeah.
The security guard got in the middle. He was like, no, no, no. It was so funny. But listen, I will say, it looks like she did, but I swear, I solemnly swear, she did not choke her.
She did not.
For everyone just listening to this, Eliana has her hand over her heart and one arm.
With my hands up.
She's swearing. She's swearing to the United States of America.
I am.
Unfortunately, we don't have a Bible, but we will Bible? Take it.
Yeah. It's okay.
Okay, so where did you, I mean, you live in LA now.
I do.
Correct. Where did you grow up, though?
I grew up in Boulder, Colorado, which, oh, I love it there. It is so beautiful there. I feel like it's very underrated, I would say. Like, a lot of people like it, but it is just, it has, like, everything. It's also one of the foodie capitals of the world. People don't realize
that. Is
that
true? Wait, I didn't know that. What food is famous?
Just everything. Like, you can literally find, like, a little bit of everything there. Like, Chinese, oh my gosh, there's incredible Chinese food there and, like, little bakeries and stuff like that. But I will say, once I started coming out here, and, like, I go back there every once in a while to visit my family and stuff.
People will say that LA is good for food.
LA is very good at food.
Know.
But I like, it's not Chinese food. I haven't, like, had that many.
Also Mexican. I have not found, like, one good Mexican restaurant here. It's all, like,
really?
And that is supposed to be, like, the jam here.
Well, San Diego is really good.
Mm-hmm. For Mexican? Mm-hmm. Listen, I've been to, like, the little, like, trendy Mexican restaurants on Melrose, and it's, like, $25 for, like, one taco, and it's just, like, not good.
But that means it is good if it's $25.
If a celebrity has been spotted at the restaurant, it is good.
Yeah. I will say, that's how it works. I've seen Kendall Jenner there, so she was there.
Yeah. I was going to say, if Scott Disick's been there.
Yeah.
And his photo's on the wall.
Then it doesn't matter if it needs salt.
Oh, like, yeah, well, it could use some. Like, that's the least they could do, you know? But sometimes it goes to show, like, the trendy restaurants, like, aren't as good as, like, the little, like, divey places.
Yeah, they're like
family-owned. Oh, yeah, those places are good.
The best.
Oh, my God, 100%.
I feel like I grew up in Germany, so I know a lot about America, but I haven't been to, like, all the places. And I feel like Boulder, Colorado is something that I've heard a lot. I don't know if it's, like, in pop culture or, like, TV shows.
Well, it's a place in America.
Oh, yeah. That's why.
Yeah, it's a place.
There's, like, Boulder, but I have no, there's just blank in my head. I don't know what I'm supposed to picture. But, like,
it's like, is it like mountains?
It's very green. Yeah.
Are there, like, bears?
Yeah.
I'm personally, there are a lot of rattlesnakes. Oh, I've had them in my house.
They are rattlesnakes in Griffith Park.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I will say, one thing about Boulder is, like, there are a lot of, like, hippies there, and people love to, like, smoke, like,
weed.
I don't know, I'm trying to, like, not be offensive.
No,
I will take the pressure off you. Okay. In Boulder, Colorado, they do a lot of drugs, including mushrooms.
Boulder, Colorado,
and Molly.
Everyone is stoned.
Oh,
everyone,
literally,
it's like drugs, hiking,
yes,
hiking, yes,
skiing,
the Rocky Mountains. While you're high, just skiing and climbing.
Now, I don't know a lot about America, but I know in Boulder, Colorado, everyone's high.
Everyone I know from my high school who went to college in Boulder, Colorado, ended up being, like, a massive stoner.
Also, no one ever says just Boulder.
It's always Boulder,
People
Colorado.
Always say Boulder, Colorado.
Well,
what is that
all
about?
When you think of Boulder, you just think of a rock.
Yeah.
You know, they're like,
oh, is that what it means?
Rock. I don't know. Maybe, like, Rocky Mountains, like, Boulder. It's kind of what I'm thinking. Being honest, I have no freaking idea.
Well, yeah, because there's not a second Boulder. It's like you say Boston or Los Angeles, but you don't say, like, Los Angeles, California.
You can just say Boulder. Hey, Americans, from now on, you can just save some time, you know?
That's true. Mm-hmm. I like to just clarify, though, in case people are like, oh, Boulder? Yeah, I totally know what that is.
Okay, so you had a very interesting growing up experience because you grew up on television.
Since I was, like, had just turned 8 years old.
Wait, does that show film in Boulder, Colorado?
No, it filmed here.
Oh.
So that's when I started coming out was for, I'm allowed to say the name of Dance Moms. Mm-hmm. That was, like, my first, like, career jump starter.
Oh my God.
I would say that's what really got me into the industry. Yeah. So, like, I'm, like, forever grateful for it.
So did you, like, audition to be on the show? Or?
Funny story, actually. Yeah, I did audition. I got invited. We actually, okay, so we submitted, like, a video as a joke. My mom and I were like, this is stupid. Like, we're not going to be on Dance Moms. Come on. But we actually got invited to audition in LA, which we were like, oh, shit. Oh, that's so cool. We got invited. We were like,
wow. What Didn't the? They like fly you out here and put you up in a hotel?
Oh,
and stuff?
No.
No.
It is not that glamorous.
Oh,
I mean,
is
they
that
were
the
like,
Disney Channel?
No, not at all. There were like 100 people at the auditions. Like, there were quite a few. No, we had to pay our own way, pay our own hotel, our own food. Now, I will say, like, once we got on the show, yes, but. Okay, yeah. So originally, there was a group of, like, 7 of us at the end, and I was like, okay, I'm feeling confident about this, like, I was in the final cut. Well, a couple weeks later, my friend gets the call that she got the show, but I didn't.
Oh, your friend from Boulder without
Colorado?
Sorry,
she's another friend from here.
Okay.
So, yeah, she lives here, but I was crushed, because I was like, oh, my God. I end up watching the show. I'm the only person out of the group that doesn't get on the show. The only person. All
what's,
other six kids.
Because all the auditions were filmed?
Well, it was like all of us together.
Oh, you just knew who. Okay. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows what Dance Moms is, right? We don't have to do like a dance school.
I think so. It's like a TV
really,
show. Like,
yeah, it's like
Abby, she's like the
Abby
mean dance
the, like,
teacher.
I mean, she needs therapy. Yeah.
I feel bad for Abby. She's very lonely. Like, I think she just like longs for like,
yeah,
like, compassion,
love?
I would say. Mm-hmm. Love. Yeah, like, yeah. She's not
we
married. She's
her.
Like,
she's
yeah.
taking it out
on children.
On y'all.
Yeah. I will say, on Dance Moms, it looked a lot worse than it actually
yeah,
was.
Yeah, editing is very powerful.
Oh, very. And the producers. Oh, don't even get me started on the producers. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. The manipulation that went on.
Yeah.
Holy shit. It was so bad. It was, like, horrible.
Let's have them on the show.
Yeah.
Oh,
let's
I would
them
love
to. Tears.
Okay, so you didn't get on the show at first.
I didn't.
What? So that was season 7.
This was season 6.
6.
Mm-hmm. So I was obviously devastated. I would cry. My mom was like, "Oh, this kid." She was like, "Will you just shut up?" So I was like, "Can we please?" I was going to LA for another dance intensive because mom was like, "Crazy dance intensive here, dance intensive there. Just dance all day, every day, like." 8 hours a day.
Yeah, and because you were and you were like a professional, like child dancer. Is that the right term?
professional
child dancer.
I mean,
because
you're so talented.
I see.
Thank you.
Like, the videos of you dancing, I'm like, what?
How nice of you. Thank
it
you so much.
It looks so easy, but you're like you're bent in half in the air, and I'm like, what? How did you get?
How do you make it look so
lot
easy?
A lot of practice since I was 18 months. Like, that's when I started. Jesus. But anyway, so I went to LA to take a couple of classes at the actual studio, and I had a private with Abby, and what was supposed to be a 30-minute private turned into a 4-hour private, and she basically loved my mom and I.
Yeah.
And so eventually, after talking and dancing and her being like, I love you guys, we eventually asked, we were like, can we ask something? She was like, yeah. We were like, why didn't we get on the show?
Yeah.
She was like, oh, well, Eliana was great, and she was like, you want to know why? And we were like,
do we?
Do we? She was like, well, you weren't trashy enough to my mom. She literally said, you weren't trashy enough. We were like, oh. Because my mom was like, little school teacher, glasses, like, little short hair. So she was like,
you
got to get the hair
extensions. Other moms.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get the hair extensions.
And the contacts and all, and wear the heels. Like, it was. We were like.
Oh, like visually not trashy enough.
Yeah. And also, like, I guess.
Mom walks
guess,
in with, like, neck tattoos.
Stop. Literally, which you were like, oh, my God. Like,
I saw this one woman. I watched a couple of clips, and I saw this one woman. She had this, like, Karen hair. Like,
that's,
I have a wig
that's
like
Jamie.
That.
That's
and
my
then
friend
just
Macy's.
A bow, right
a bow?
Here.
That's, yeah. Oh, God. Like, I love her. I love Jamie.
You know, shame anyone for, like, wait, how they look, but that is.
That's also
crazy hair.
Crazy that, like, you felt so rejected because you didn't get on the show when it was actually your mom's fault because she was too put together.
I know.
Like, your mom.
Isn't that sad? That we're
like
now,
what
is
the
that
hell,
a
mom?
Compliment or an insult?
Right.
Like, I was like, damn it, mom, you weren't trashy enough. How dare you?
No, they're like, look,
ruin this opportunity.
In Boulder, Colorado, you can walk around like that, but if you want to make it in Hollywood, you got to get some hair extensions, some tattoos, smoke a cigarette. Like,
literally. No, exactly. And that's what's like the sad thing when I was like, wow, I'm too put together.
Yeah.
I didn't get on Dance Moms, God damn it.
Your mom's like,
so did mom,
I know what I have to do.
Did mom get it together and get
mom
herself
got
to
together.
Where she needed
mom
to be?
Mom got the hair extensions, the contacts,
oh,
and the heels, and the cleavage.
It's like a Hollywood makeover, but like a trashy Hollywood
trashy,
makeover.
Yeah.
Can you say trashy?
I don't
know.
I don't know. But I mean, that's the term they use.
Because Abby Lee said trashy, but yes. Now I'm thinking, like, should we be
saying that? But listen, it's not our fault. We're just repeating what she said. We're just reiterating. Yeah. We didn't say trashy ourselves.
And okay, so what was it like to suddenly be just, like, in the public eye? Like, did you have an awareness of it, or were you too young?
It was really scary, I will say. Like, honestly, I didn't really start to realize I was, like, in the public eye until maybe, like, 2 years ago, I would say. I honestly, like, mm-hmm. I was, like, 8, so I was so young that I didn't even realize. I was like, holy shit, like, I'm on social media and,
so
like,
you
people
were
are watching.
8 when you got on the show, then? Mm-hmm. Like, the next season you got on the show after your mom
changed? I was 8 when I got on the show.
Okay, wow. Mm-hmm.
And then I did it till I was 11.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So as far as, like, an awkward stage goes, like, maybe you didn't even have the opportunity because you were in the limelight.
Honestly, I would say, like, teens now, I've noticed, I know so many people talk about this, but, like, teens now don't have an awkward stage.
That's our whole point.
Like, you see, like, 11 and 12-year-olds, and they're, like, beautiful. They look like models. I'm like, when did this happen?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I had an awkward stage. My awkward stage was during quarantine.
Okay.
Like, my mom's going to get mad at me for saying this, but I was, like, not cute. Like, I was just, like, awkward and kind of just, like, I'm not going to say ugly, but, like.
How would you describe yourself?
Really awkward and trying to, like, fit in. Oh, I did this one thing. I wanted, like, a boyfriend so bad. So I
just
actually,
like, anyone, just like a boyfriend.
Yes,
like,
and no one, like, thought I was attractive. So what I did is I had this friend, and I thought she was the most beautiful person on the planet. Now, she's a year younger than me, but I downloaded Tinder and I made a profile but used her photos.
Oh my God,
as myself.
Wait, how old? You were catfishing on Tinder?
I was 12 years old.
You were catfishing on Tinder at 12 years old.
Wow. That is an entrepreneur if I have ever seen one.
With my 11-year-old friend's phone.
Eliana.
That has to be.
How did Tinder allow this?
Did you say I'm 11? And they were like, cool.
Hey, Tinder, cool. No. We have fucking questions, bro.
And I know I'm not supposed to bring this
Tinder
up, but.
I don't want Tinder to get, like, sued now. I don't want Tinder to get sued.
No,
oh my
God. I want Tinder to get sued.
No. Yeah. Okay, listen, I think I said I was, like, 16 or something. Because she looked 16.
What age can you get on Tinder?
I don't know.
Can someone Google this?
I'm
disturbed.
I'm shook. Okay, so were you messaging people?
You were. kind of.
Wait, what's the biggest? What was the
I was matching with people.
You
I
were
was,
matching
I was,
with people?
I was doing some matches.
Uh-huh. And they were, like, 16, 17?
Yeah, I think they were, like, occasionally maybe, like, a, like, 20-year-old.
Okay. Oh, okay, there's Tinder for teens.
Wait, there's a Tinder for teens?
I think you were. No, she was on the real
Tinder. Were you not on the Tinder for teens?
On, no. You were on grown-up Tinder if there was a 20-year-old.
Oh, I was like, I wasn't aware that there was a shit. I was like, that's not what
so
I
So you were matching with mostly teenagers and the occasional pedophile.
20-year-old.
Thank you.
It's so
comes back to pedophilia.
We talk a lot about pedophiles in this episode.
Do you ever get overwhelmed by the amount of choices that are out there? Whether you're shopping for cereal or toilet paper, there are so many options. It's hard to know what's best for you. When it comes to finding skincare products that actually work, it's even more overwhelming. Last week, I discovered a little dry patch on my forehead, and I looked at my 30 skincare products and didn't know which ones to actually apply. Finding skincare products that actually work for you is complicated, and that's why we're so excited to partner with Apostrophe, the sponsor of this episode. Apostrophe is an online platform that connects you with an expert dermatology team to get customized acne treatment for your unique skin. Through Apostrophe, you can get access to oral and topical medications that use clinically proven ingredients to help clear acne. You just have to fill out an online consultation about your skin goals and medical history, then snap a few selfies, and a board-certified dermatologist will create your first customized treatment plan. Apostrophe offers access to treatments from all types of acne. Hormonal acne, to facial acne, and even back acne, chest, and butt acne. Yep, that's right, I said it. They treat breakouts from head to toe. I'm obsessed with skincare, and one of my skincare goals is to improve my skin texture and to get rid of some of those fine lines. What I love about Apostrophe is that it feels like the formula is specific to my skin, not just a generic product that you can buy at the store without having to physically go to a dermatologist. I also love that my personal Apostrophe package with my personal Apostrophe skincare treatment was delivered right to my door. And now we have a special deal for our audience. Get your first visit for only $5 at apostrophe.com/awkward when you use our code AWKWARD. That's AWKWARD. That's a savings of $15, and the code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/awkward and click begin visit. Then use our code AWKWARD at sign up, and you'll get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
Okay. All right, so your awkward stage was when you were catfishing on Tinder.
In quarantine. Okay, but like, quarantine was a hard time for everyone, okay? No. I don't want to hear it. Quarantine was a hard time.
And we are not going to force you to hear it, but we do want more information.
okay. it was a tough time.
So you were just matching with people, not messaging people.
Well, I mean, I would message a few people.
What would you say?
Like, not like weird shit. Just
wait,
like,
and what do so you mean not weird shit? You're catfishing.
What you were presenting.
What?
What was the difference between, like, what was your catfish game? What, like, the difference between, like, who you were pretending to be? Question.
Well, I was like, okay, I was like pretending I was my friend, but I was like messaging as like I would, like I wasn't trying to message as her.
Okay.
And I would like try to just like make myself feel better, and I'd be like, who do you think's prettier? I would get their, a few of their Snapchats, and I'd be like, who do you think's prettier? And then I'd send my friend, and then I'd send me, and they would always say my friend.
Oh my
that
God.
Like really made my confidence go so low.
Oh my gosh.
But since they thought I was her, you know, maybe they were just being nice. They're like, oh, like definitely you.
No, that's such a thing with 13-year-olds. My friend's daughter is 12, and she posted this Snapchat saying like, rate me from 1 to 10.
Yeah, a lot of people do those.
It's a really big developmental thing of like girls being like, where, how do you compare me to other girls? But it's society, it's not your fault. So,
Eliana, let me tell you something right now. Do not attach your self-worth to being pretty, quote unquote pretty. Okay,
this is the part of the podcast that's therapy.
Yes, okay. This is the therapy. No, great. No, but oh wow, that's okay. So you were catfishing.
So did your mom catch you? How did this end?
I don't think she knows. I think I just stopped
because
I
was now. Like, she does.
You know, she does now. I was like, you know,
is she gonna choke us?
You guys knew before she did. I think I eventually like had morals eventually and was like, you know what? Maybe this isn't like the best thing. Maybe I'm not trying to have someone come to my house and like.
Yeah. Right. Don't ever
come in my room.
I think saying eventually I have morals. I think like also like
eventually.
But also like you, when children are young, like you give them a freaking break. Like everyone did weird shit.
Oh.
Everyone did weird shit, and like we did our weird shit without access to phones or internet or like the whole global world. You did your weird shit with access to Tinder.
Yeah.
And that I would have done the same thing at that age. Like just give the children of this world a break.
And plus we tell them, we like society tells them all these messages, and then it's like, but don't, you know, don't measure your self-worth, but then it's like billboards everywhere and like society telling us that us women like all these messages, so
very mixed.
Maybe like if you could now yourself give that girl a piece of advice, what do you think it would be?
Wait, the girl that I was catfishing as?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Actually, I guess you could give your alter ego a piece of advice.
Yeah. Oh, like me younger.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think I was just trying so hard because I was being compared and seeing what the beauty standard was and, like, originally being like, I don't have that. Like, I tried to, like, make myself the beauty standard by being someone else. But I've gotten so much better now. Like, I actually, like myself, which is good. Like, I have, like, a little bit of self-confidence, which is great, which is really what I needed. I just needed a few people to just tell me, like, you know, you're beautiful, Jessie. I know, like, this is so, just like everyone says this, but it's so true. Just like, you are beautiful the way you are, and you don't have to measure up to every single beauty standard there is, and just be yourself, because that's just most important at the end of the day.
Yes, that is the best advice.
It's really
it's,
good
it's so true. And like I know like every like I've said, everyone says that, but it's so important. That really helped me. Just like my mom just telling me, like, you really don't realize how the littlest things can just like impact you.
Yeah. Especially because I'm sure you get a lot of negative comments
all the time
and messages, and
it hurts when it's something you're insecure about. Like when people comment about something you were like or are insecure about, it's like it hurts, but it's just it's a person jealous of you just sitting behind their phone.
It's
honestly
always about them.
It is
you.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels personal. Like, it's hard to remind yourself of that every single time.
Look, I started getting a following at what, like 27 years old, and that's a full grown full adult who should have their head on their shoulders. And I would get one negative comment and it would throw me for a freaking loop. And you've been dealing with that since you were 8. Like,
I can't imagine.
Yeah, it's
every time
so cool
my follower numbers goes down a little, like, you know, I take that so hard, and it's like such a little bit of negativity as compared to all the positivity and like all the people that like do
it's just
like
so
my content,
hard not to
it's
though.
Like, it's so hard not to take it to heart because you just like it confirms your story that something's like wrong with you or, you know.
The thing that kind of like helps me the most though is I always have to remember the positive outweighs the negative. Like you see one negative thing and it stands out so much because there's not, at least like for me, I'm sure with you guys too, like there's not a lot of it. So you see one thing and it feels like the biggest thing in the world when in reality it's just like, you know, one comment and the rest of it's like beautiful, like, oh, so sweet, you know, like all this positivity.
Yeah.
So you just have to remember that. Like the positive outweighs the negative, even though like the negative sticks out.
Yeah.
And I think it, like if someone was standing in front of your face and saw that you were a human, they probably wouldn't be able to be like,
no.
Especially if they, you know.
Yeah.
Would they be able to look you in the eyes and say that? No.
No, not at all. It's just literally people behind their phone from like,
whereas, like
anywhere in the world.
Anytime I troll you, like I mean it. And I would say it to your face. Like I'm all
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I appreciate when people are real to me. I feel like that's something that's missing nowadays. It's just realness.
Yeah.
I feel
so
like
all
lot.
Those like really terrible comments. I'm commenting all over your stuff. I mean
you're
it.
The
just
one?
To make you stronger.
I mean it. Yeah, I'm trying to toughen you
thick
up.
Skin.
See, now you have all this insight and all this newfound confidence because you had to go through catfishing as an 11-year-old.
Wait,
on Tinder.
I actually have something to say about catfishing.
Ooh.
You know the show Catfish on MTV?
Yeah.
Neve and I are in a fight.
You are?
Yeah. So
you know him?
Well. So in 20.
What do you mean by well?
In 2016. Maybe 2017, he opened the door for me at a Sweet Green.
Oh.
I said,
did he actually?
Yeah, barely. I said,
no
I
way.
I said, thank you. And then I looked in his face. He was leaving Sweet Green. I was coming in. He opened the door. I walked through it. And then I was like, oh, my God, that was Neve from Catfish.
No way.
We hadn't spoken since.
Oh.
And then
he ghosted you?
Well, he ghosted me after Sweet Green, but we didn't have much of, like, a connection at Sweet Green.
Oh.
We're both married, so this is pure friendship. But then I, he followed me on TikTok.
Oh,
and
I
actually
and I already followed him on TikTok, so I messaged him and I was like, thanks for the follow. My husband, well, fiance at the time, watch you every night in bed.
In bed,
because we were on a big catfish kick. We were watching Catfish in bed every single night. It was during quarantine.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Chris,
during while she was on Tinder.
Chris, my husband. Yeah.
Probably at the same time.
We were catfishing.
Well, she was catfishing.
We were both into catfish at the same time. Both at a catfish phase.
Oh my God.
So, like, my husband had never seen Catfish, the show, so we like started at the beginning, and I was like, "Hey, Neve," like when he followed me, because you can message people once you follow each other. I was like, "Big fan. My husband and I watch you every single night."
Yeah, that's not creepy.
Did he respond?
He responded, and I was like, and he was like, "If you ever want to collab, blah blah blah." So then I got to freaking work. I was like racking my brain and I was like, what am I going to collab with Neve on? And then I sent him this like long thing about what I wanted to collab with him on.
Really,
and then he ghosted me.
Oh no.
Oh my God.
And then 6 months later, he messaged me checking in.
Checking in
and
on
I was
what?
Like, and I was like, oh my God, I guess I like told him I was going to send a script and never send it to script.
Oh,
sent. Sorry. I'm really stressed out. So then he said checking in. And then a couple, like, I was, like, freaking out because I'm like, oh, my God, Nee from Catfish. Like, we're having such communication issues. I don't know if this is going to work.
Oh, no, not Nee from Catfish.
And then I messaged him, like, maybe a couple weeks later and asked him, hey.
You waited that long?
I know the collab. Look, I was stressed. It's Nee from Catfish. He's a huge celebrity to me.
Yes, but you got to, like, give him,
no,
like.
No, I know, I know. Mm-hmm. Look, I see that
Eliana's
now.
Eliana's right.
So then I messaged him being like, hey, I know that, like, collab didn't work out, but my friend Alina Bach, and I tagged you because I was like, look how many followers she has. my friend Alina Bach and I have this podcast. Like, would you want to come on as a guest? Gave him the info. Never heard from him again.
Oh, and that was it?
Yeah, he was, like, my best friend.
Yeah.
Checking in.
Yeah. I
not a loyal friend.
I hope he doesn't listen to this.
We will send him this clip, yeah, and then pressure
but
him.
But then Cammy.
We'll get a lot of views on this clip and then pressure him, yeah, to coming on the podcast.
Exactly.
Cammy is the other host of Catfish Now. I saw her outside of a nightclub.
Oh,
and my nightclub. And my husband, Chris, goes, oh, my God, we watch you at night. And I was like, Chris. And then I turn around and God. She goes, wait, I know you. I watch you. Well, where do I watch you? And I was like, on TikTok. And she was like, I watch you on TikTok. And I was like, we watch you in bed at night. and then
a real bonding experience.
And then we left. 100%. So I feel like I have this really weird connection to Catfish.
Now you have, like, a third experience with Catfish.
No, like, something about me and Catfish are so meant to be. I
just need to be on the show Catfish.
I think so.
You.
Oh, my God. We should put
I think you should be on the show Catfish.
Catfish, hire me.
Producers
are listening to this. Please hire me. What's the show about? I've actually, being honest, never watched.
It's about you. It's about you.
It's yeah. It's, okay. It's stories well, of people catfishing other people. So they would interview, like, one of the guys that you were,
is that,
like,
really
catfishing.
What it is?
Yeah, yes. But it goes.
Please get me on Catfish.
It goes way further. Of course, she doesn't know what Catfish is. You're 15.
Yeah.
She's 15. Catfish was, like, an us thing.
Yeah, it's not a thing anymore.
So it goes way. What you did, you didn't do anything really that bad because these people force, or, like, not force, but they, like, have people in, like, years long relationships with them before they realize that it's not really them.
Okay.
And then they go and they confront them and they meet and it's this whole thing. Is it going to be the person? Is it not going to be the person who's been messaging them? A lot of times it's like an ex-boyfriend's messaging you.
So
as a
today
new
we have Mike, who you catfished during the pandemic.
Oh my God. I can't. I wonder what those people are up to. Like.
So what years of school were you during the quarantine?
I think I was I think I was in my last year of middle school.
Last year of middle school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think I was about to be
so
like a freshman.
Did you then go to Zoom? Was it like Zoom school?
I've been homeschooled since fourth grade.
Oh, wow.
Cuz my last
really?
Year of school, I had like 45 absences cuz I was filming Dance Moms. So I was in like LA for like 10 weeks at one point and the school was like, "Listen, this is not working."
Yeah.
I mean, understandable. So after that, I was like, "Okay, yeah." Public school wasn't working for me, so, but I miss it, honestly, but, like, while I was in it, I hated it, like, the grass is always greener on the other side, like, now I want to go back,
Very true.
While I was in it, oh my God, I hated it, it was, like, the worst thing ever.
Did Dance Moms give you, like, teachers and tutors? And
yes, they would have, that's, like, illegal if they didn't, like, we had to legally do school for 3 hours a day before we were even allowed to film.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And
also,
like,
since
regular
we're, like,
school, like, math and geography and
stuff
like that.
Yeah, regular stuff. No, so we'd have
she
a set
only
teacher.
Took home ec.
And yeah, I was not, but that's fine. But also, like, a lot of people don't realize is, like, we couldn't film for, like, more, especially with how young I was, we couldn't film for more than, like, 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah,
so, like, when we had, like, the
then
big
child labor
labor laws. Yeah, so, like, when we would have, like, the big pyramid day, do you know where she, like, rips the photos off? Yeah. So that would take a solid, like, 3 hours itself. So once we were done with pyramid, we'd have to be done. Like, could not be on camera at all. Like, we couldn't even learn our dances. Like, they were like, you have to leave. So it was so bad. But
and
that
then,
was kind of annoying. But
yeah. But that's
okay.
Because you were used to dancing for eight
so
hours on the street with your mom.
With
and then
dance battling strangers. Mm-hmm, exactly.
What was, so you were in Boulder, Colorado, half or most of the time, and then came to LA for filming.
I did, yeah.
What was the biggest difference between your living your two lives?
Well, okay. Once, it's like my dance teacher from Colorado told me, she said, when you go there, like, you're not coming back. And we were like, no, like, we're going to come back.
Yeah.
Live. Mm-hmm. She was right. Like, it's like, once we came here, we just, like, were here 90% of the time from like then on. Like, we would never be in Colorado for more than like 2 weeks. Like, the most we have ever been in Colorado was during the pandemic, which was like more than 2 weeks. Literally, we were there for like 2 months, which is even like such a long time for us, which I know it's not that long. But I would say the biggest difference, honestly, I would say the people. People were so not happy about us going on dance slums in Colorado.
Oh, wow.
Because I got in like the local like newspaper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, people were pissed. Oh, they were angry because they was like all like really family friendly, I guess, really like not sweet. They were kind of like bitchy. Not gonna lie, but, like, the moms that are
sweet.
So
just judgmental.
Very judgmental. Jealous, like. Yeah. Kind of like country club moms or like the people.
Oh, I grew up with country club mom.
I don't. I hope that's not offensive, but like it's like way to describe it.
It's like the
it.
One kind of mom you can make fun of. Club mom.
They were really angry because they were like, "You're exploiting your child." Talking to my mom, you're exploiting her, taking her to LA. Like she's gonna get like you know like all these creepy men online are gonna start looking at her. Like, why are you doing this to your child? And we got a lot of backlash from the Boulder community, which was kind of like degrading.
So what do you? So what do you think? Are you happy that you did it, or do you wish that you didn't?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I would not be where I am today without dance moms. And that's a thing that I feel like a lot of like the older girls on the show sometimes don't say, because a lot of them like they're like, oh, like they had probably a worse experience than I did. I feel very bad for them. They went through a lot of stuff. I'm not trying to like discount that, but a lot of them like, oh, we'd be where we are without dance moms, but a lot of them, that's where their career started. So like all the jobs that they get now, like they were noticed from dance moms. So I'm not trying to throw shade, like I love all the girls and stuff. That's just something I'm always trying to be very cognizant of, is like being so grateful, because I would not be where I am today without it.
Like, it's
I
also like your followers found a lot of your followers found you there, so moms. Saying like fuck that show, they're like, wait a minute, but like that's how I like
exactly
started,
yeah,
like, how I found I you and I watched that
I
show.
Think it's probably like a love-hate. Same thing with, like, people who get discovered on American Idol and then were treated really bad by American Idol. Like, it's
and don't make
it's
any money and, like, get, like, a weird record deal.
People have different experiences. For me, like, I didn't realize it, like, affected me while it was happening. Eventually, like, a couple years later, like, it started to, like, kick in and, like, I got really kind of, like, traumatized over a few things.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's okay. Overall, it was a good experience, I would say.
I wanted to just ask about your awkward stage during the pandemic, because you said you were kind of trying, like, experimenting and trying to find yourself.
Okay.
What was, like, something that you tried, maybe, like, makeup or hair or anything that has to do with, like, looks? Because when I was a teen, it was, like, or fashion, because when I was a teen, it was, like, blue eyeshadow and, like, thin eyebrows and, like,
oh, okay.
And I thought it was so cool.
A few things. I think, like, all I wanted to do was just go to Brandy Melville. Like, because my mom used to, like, pick out and buy my clothes for me. Like, kind of, she would, like, kind of, like, choose my style. So all I wanted to do during the pandemic, I was like, I just want to go to Brandy Melville, be a Brandy Melville girl. But I unfortunately, like, it closed. So my mom, like, finally took me one day. She was like, okay. And then it closed. And I was, like, really upset.
Oh, no.
I had a few really bad things. I had, the clumpiest mascara ever. Like, I only had like 3 eyelashes because it was all and I did it really like to the side. Like, I would make my mascara go like out, but like kind of like almost like an eyeliner ring. Like, it almost looked like but it was like 3 little,
so there was like nothing
clumped together
here, like in the,
oh my god, it was horrible. And my mom tried, you know what my mom said I looked like? She said I looked like Tammy Faye.
Oh.
Like, with the mascara. Do you know who that is? Yeah, so that's what my mom, hilarious. She was like, you look like Tammy Faye. I was like, okay.
So teens these days are having awkward stages.
Awkward.
And I got my first pair of hair extensions, and those really ruined my hair. We've progressed a lot, but it looked like spaghetti. Like, it was just like noodles. It wasn't hair. I was, and I didn't know at the time until I look back now, and I'm like, oh my.
Right.
Well, that's the thing, is you never do.
That's what defines an awkward stage.
Okay, you guys, you heard it here first. An awkward stage, the podcast. Teens these days do have awkward stages.
You just don't know.
Okay, Aliyah, where can everyone find you?
You can find me on TikTok, Snapchat, YouTube, Instagram, and it's Eliana Walmsley on Instagram. It's Eliana Walmsley _ though. My YouTube is just Eliana, so make sure to go follow me on those platforms.
Yay! And send us your awkward stories to awkwardstagepod, and we might read them on the podcast.
And don't forget to write us reviews and follow us and tell all your friends. And we will see you next week. Thank you, Eliana.
Thank you guys so much.
Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.